If you're running out of hope, it might be because you've stopped listening to part of the Bible, which was written to train your endurance. The Old Testament is an optional inspiration. It's God's record of 4,000 years of faithfulness to weak, imperfect people just like us. Let's look at Romans 15, Hebrews 12, and 2 Timothy 3 to show how all scripture fuels your perseverance, exposes the sin that entangles you, and fixes your eyes back on Jesus. If you're tired, weary, or tempted to give up, this word is for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our series called Strength for Unity, and I hope you're enjoying it. If you are, I want to encourage you to place this into your huddle and or subscribe, like, share, or comment. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. All right, we're talking about endurance from the Word of God. And I want you to think about what we're going to read today, because there is something that I think a lot of Christians are missing today. And they're not understanding the importance of the Old Testament. So think about this big idea. Scripture trains us to endure by showing God's faithfulness throughout all the generations. So let's read Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written, this is our verse of the day, for whatever was written in earlier times, in other words, the Old Testament, was written for our instructions, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, Old Testament, we might have hope. And I think this is the secret sauce of where we are today. The reason why we are seeing so many Christians not having hope is because they do not understand their Old Testament. They do not understand the scriptures that describe God's faithfulness throughout all the generations. Over 4,000 years of history, they do not understand. And so the hope begins to dissipate like never before. So what am I saying to you? Let's dive into God's word. Don't miss Old Testament Tuesdays. Don't miss going back and reading some of the old prophets and reading some of the old kings and reading some of the old judges and priests that are in the Old Testament. So I love this. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction. The Old Testament should give you clear instructions. And so we can look at that carefully. Am I treating the Bible as optional inspiration or essential fuel for my endurance? Think about that. How are you treating the Word of God, and especially the Old Testament? Is it just like, well, it's a self-help program, it kind of makes me feel good? Or is it fuel for your endurance? When you see David persevere, when you see Saul and Samuel and all the rest, they persevere to whatever level. Like Saul began to disobey God. He in perseverance. Does that encourage you to persevere? Are you learning from our older brothers? That's what we need to ask ourselves. Because it says, for whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So the Old Testament is supposed to encourage you and cause you to have hope. This is incredibly important about perseverance through the Word of God. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 12, and let's read verses 1 through 2. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. How do you know about the sin that entangles you? Read the Old Testament. This is what authenticates the Bible. It's not that the Bible from beginning to end just paints culture and society and Israel with rosy glasses. It really does take the time to stand and show you that we can learn from those from before. Let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We see from person to person to person and their walk with God in the Old Testament, how often they got entangled by sin. And so we are encouraged to have endurance, run the race. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. Where are your eyes fixed at today? Are you fixing your eyes on Jesus? He's the author and perfecter of faith. He's perfecting his faith inside of you today. Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is what I know for Washington State today. There are so many people who are growing weary, losing heart, and not having hope. So how do we turn that around? We see those Old Testament stories where we allow the scriptures to come in and challenge us from the inside out, so that we can walk in the things of God, to know him more intimately, to see his faithfulness in the Old Testament is so powerful for us today. Think about your favorite Bible stories. Think about how they encourage you and move you forward. Think about God's faithfulness to generation after generation, even when they were unfaithful. That needs to encourage you today. God is faithful, and he will begin a good work, is faithful to complete it until that day. All scripture is inspired by God. This is 2 Timothy 3:16. And profitable. So when it says all scripture, that's Old Testament and New Testament, is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching. So let the word of God, especially that Old Testament, the prophets and even the Psalms and even the Proverbs and 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, let it encourage you and strengthen you today. It's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. We learn from Adam and Eve all the way to John in the book of Revelation what it means to walk with God, the character of God, who he is, how he envelops us, how he surrounds us in each and everything. So here's what I'm telling you today. If you haven't studied your Old Testament, today is the day. Start in Genesis. Learn from Joseph. Learn from Moses. Learn from Jacob, learn from all the people of the Old Testament. Just learn from them. Noah, David, Solomon, learn from them. They're speaking, and God wants you to learn from them so that you will be adequate and equipped for every good work that he has for you. All right, let's look at some application questions. When life gets tiring, where do you instinctively turn first? Screens, people, or scripture? We want you to turn to the word of God. It is the root and the core and the foundation of what you need. What story in the Old Testament most recently strengthened your endurance? Was it David? Was it Solomon? Who was it? And how could you build a simple daily rhythm of reading that you can sustain in busy seasons? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that from beginning to end, you tell us that you are faithful. Help us, God, to be faithful to you. Go before us in all things, God. Surround us in all things, God. Let us hear your voice once again. And God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, which are new every single morning. God, we pray that you would touch and anoint. We pray for Bob Ferguson today, our governor. We pray that you will just bless him, that you'd go before him, that you'd give him wisdom and insight. God, let him come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you that you are going before him today. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. How we need it, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.